This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 116 Biography of Pete Aguilar, the Representative from California. General Information. Pete Aguilar is an American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for California's 33rd Congressional District since 2015. He is a member of the Democratic Party and has been recognized for his work in various committees, including the House Committee on Appropriations and the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. Born on June 19, 1979, in Fontana, California, Aguilar has deep roots in the Inland Empire region, which has shaped his political career and community involvement. Early life and education. Pete Aguilar was born and raised in Fontana, California, a city known for its blue-collar roots and diverse community. His parents, who were both public school teachers, instilled in him the value of education and public service from a young age. Aguilar attended local schools in Fontana, where he was active in student government and community service projects. He graduated from Fontana High School, where he was known for his leadership qualities and involvement in school activities. After high school, Aguilar pursued higher education at the University of Redlands, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in government. His time at the university was marked by his continued interest in politics and public policy, which led him to engage in various internships and political campaigns. Early career. Following his graduation, Pete Aguilar began his career in public service by working for the City of Redlands. He served as the Director of Economic Development, where he was responsible for fostering economic growth and community development initiatives. In 2006, Aguilar was elected to the Redlands City Council, becoming one of the youngest council members at the time. During his tenure, he focused on issues like public safety, economic development, and infrastructure improvements. His leadership on the council was noted for his ability to bridge divides and work collaboratively with diverse groups, which later became a hallmark of his congressional career. Aguilar also served as mayor of Redlands from 2010 to 2014, a position that allowed him to further his impact on local governance and community development. His time as mayor was marked by efforts to enhance the city's economic stability and quality of life. Election history. Pete Aguilar's entry into national politics came in 2014 when he ran for the U.S. House of Representatives for California's 31st Congressional District. He won the election, defeating the incumbent Republican Gary Miller, in what was considered a significant upset. His campaign focused on economic issues, veterans affairs, and the need for new leadership in Washington. Aguilar's victory was seen as part of a broader Democratic wave in California that year. In subsequent elections, Aguilar has successfully defended his seat, adapting to redistricting changes that shifted his district to the 33rd. His re-elections have been characterized by strong voter support, reflecting his growing influence and effectiveness in Congress. Notably, in 2020, Aguilar was elected as the chair of the House Democratic Caucus, making him the highest-ranking Latino in Congress at the time. This role has allowed him to play a pivotal part in shaping Democratic strategy and policy. Political stances. Pete Aguilar is known for his progressive stances on several key issues. He has been a strong advocate for healthcare reform, supporting measures like the Affordable Care Act and pushing for further expansions to ensure universal coverage. On economic policy, Aguilar focuses on job creation, particularly in the Inland Empire, advocating for infrastructure investments and support for small businesses. He has also been vocal about the need for fair wages and workers' rights. In terms of environmental policy, Aguilar supports initiatives aimed at combating climate change, including renewable energy projects and sustainable urban planning. He has worked on legislation to reduce carbon emissions and promote green technology. Regarding immigration, Aguilar supports comprehensive immigration reform, including pathways to citizenship for undocumented immigrants and protections for DACA recipients. He has criticized policies that he believes are harsh or divisive. On veterans issues, Aguilar's work has been particularly noted. He has pushed for better healthcare services, educational benefits, and employment opportunities for veterans, leveraging his position on the Veterans Affairs Committee to influence policy. His approach to governance is often described as pragmatic, focusing on bipartisan solutions where possible, while maintaining a firm commitment to democratic values. This has earned him respect from both sides of the political spectrum, although he remains a staunch Democrat in his core beliefs. Pete Aguilar, the representative for California's 33rd Congressional District, has garnered significant support due to his strong advocacy for working families and his commitment to progressive values. His background as the son of a working-class family in San Bernardino has shaped his policies, focusing on economic equality and opportunity for all. Aguilar's initiatives often aim at reducing income inequality, enhancing job creation, and ensuring that the middle class has access to affordable healthcare and education. His constituents appreciate his efforts to address these core issues, seeing him as a champion for their everyday concerns. Another reason for Aguilar's support is his effective leadership within the Democratic Party. As the chair of the House Democratic Caucus, he plays a pivotal role in shaping party strategy and messaging, which resonates well with voters who value party unity and strong leadership. His ability to navigate the complexities of Capitol Hill politics while maintaining a focus on his district's needs has earned him respect from both colleagues and constituents. His leadership during critical times, like the response to the January 6th Capitol riot, has further solidified his reputation as a reliable and principled leader. Representative Aguilar's commitment to community engagement is also a significant factor in his popularity. He regularly holds town halls and community meetings, ensuring that he remains accessible to his constituents. This open-door policy allows residents of CA33 to voice their concerns directly, fostering a sense of community involvement and representation. His proactive approach in addressing local issues, from infrastructure improvements to public safety, demonstrates his dedication to not just national but also local governance. On the legislative front, Aguilar has been instrumental in pushing forward bills that directly benefit his district. He has been a vocal advocate for veterans' rights, securing funding for local veteran services and supporting legislation that improves benefits for those who have served. His work on environmental issues, particularly in promoting clean energy initiatives and fighting climate change, appeals to the environmentally conscious demographic of his district. These legislative efforts show his ability to translate community needs into actionable policy, which is highly valued by his supporters. Lastly, Pete Aguilar's personal integrity and his approach to politics as a means to serve rather than to gain personal advantage resonate deeply with voters. His reputation for honesty and his refusal to engage in the more divisive aspects of political discourse have made him a figure of trust. People support him because they believe he genuinely cares about their well-being and the future of their community. This trust is not just in his policies but in his character, making him a beloved figure in California 33. Pete Aguilar, the representative for California's 33rd Congressional District, has faced criticism and lack of support from various quarters for several reasons. One significant point of contention is his stance on economic policies. Many constituents feel that Aguilar's support for certain economic measures does not align with the immediate needs of the district, particularly in terms of job creation and economic recovery post-COVID-19. His endorsement of policies that some view as favoring large corporations over small businesses has led to a disconnect with local entrepreneurs and workers who are struggling to keep their businesses afloat amidst economic challenges. There's a perception that his economic strategies are more aligned with national party lines rather than the grassroots economic issues affecting his district. Another area where Aguilar has drawn criticism is his approach to immigration. While he has advocated for comprehensive immigration reform, some residents believe his efforts have been too slow or not aggressive enough, especially in a district with a significant immigrant population. There's a sentiment among some voters that he has not done enough to push for immediate relief or protections for undocumented immigrants, which is a critical issue in his district. This has led to a feeling of neglect among those who see immigration reform as a top priority. Environmental policies also play a role in the dissatisfaction with Aguilar. Despite his public commitment to combating climate change, critics argue that his actions do not match his rhetoric. There's a call for more decisive action on local environmental issues, like water conservation, air quality, and sustainable urban development. Some residents feel that his environmental policies are too broad and not tailored enough to address the specific environmental challenges faced by the Inland Empire region. Moreover, Aguilar's voting record on certain social issues has alienated parts of his constituency. His votes on topics like healthcare, education, and criminal justice reform have been seen by some as not progressive enough or, conversely, too progressive, depending on the voter's perspective. This has created a divide where neither the more conservative nor the more liberal elements of his district feel fully represented by his legislative decisions. Lastly, there's a general feeling of political fatigue among some voters. With the constant political battles in Washington, many feel that Aguilar, like many politicians, has become more focused on party politics rather than the direct needs of his constituents. This perception of being out of touch with local issues has contributed to a lack of enthusiasm for his re-election among some voters who are looking for representatives who prioritize local governance over national political games. In summary, while Pete Aguilar has his supporters, the reasons for opposition are rooted in economic policy disagreements, perceived inaction on immigration, environmental policy critiques, social issue voting records, and a general sense of political disconnection. These factors contribute to a complex landscape where not all constituents feel their voices are being adequately represented by their representative. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.